Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. 56 degrees under sunny skies with some fog still hanging around in Richland Center this morning. Forecast says our high temperature today will reach 82 degrees. In the news, in a solemn tribute marking the 25th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed Executive Order Number 304. The order directs that both the United States and State of Wisconsin flags be flown at half staff today, from sunrise to sunset. It also designates the day as a state day of service and remembrance, honoring the nearly 3,000 lives lost in the tragic events 25 years ago. Governor Evers is encouraging citizens throughout Wisconsin to reflect on the fateful day by actively participating in service and giving back to their communities. In his announcement, Governor Evers called upon Wisconsinites to help honor this solemn day through acts of kindness and service in their local communities, emphasizing that residents are united today in remembering and honoring those whose lives were forever changed, and paying respects to first responders, service members, and all those who made the ultimate sacrifice in its aftermath. To mark the day, Governor Evers and members of his administration will participate in local service events. For those interested in joining the effort, the Volunteer Wisconsin website offers a list of potential volunteer opportunities, including virtual options. Wisconsinites can also participate in other ways, including by engaging with their neighborhoods and communities, performing acts of kindness, and taking the time to reflect on the significance of the day. The Richland County Fair continues today and runs through Sunday at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Today, animal shows continue. Life-size balloon creations will start at 4 o'clock, and the Southwest Pullers Truck and Tractor Pull will be held at 6:30. The pull at the fair is special to event organizer Jason Kleppe.
It's very near and dear to me. You know, I ran this pole for 17 years, and I stepped away as the kids got older in sporting events, and now the kids keep getting older, and it allows me to have more time. And, you know, they didn't have a tractor pull at the fair last year, and it kind of hit me pretty hard. I'm like, we got to do something here, and we got to get in. And so I met with the fair board, and I'm back on board to run the tractor pull again. So it is near and dear to me, because I think back when I was a kid, the Richland County Fair was a huge big deal to me. We look forward to it all year long. You go to the tractor pull or even the rides or whatever, you know, and it showed how rich we were in community and stuff like that. And I think we really need to get back to that. And people need to know what goes on at the fair and what goes on in our community.
Tomorrow will be Children's Day. Events include kids in agriculture activities at 9 o'clock, a pedal pull at 3 o'clock, and the meat animal sale at 5. At this year's sale, a local youth who recently lost his life will be honored. Tim Woodman is an organizer of the meat animal sale.
If you've ever been to the sale, it's a great time. It's a great way to support the 4-H and FFA members of the county. We have a little bit of a change this year with the sale, and that being we are going to sell Briggs Maxwell's hog towards the beginning of the sale. And most of you know that Briggs is a Ithaca student who recently lost his life due to a farming accident. We continue to send out prayers to the Maxwell and Nelson families. We're going to do this in the Golden Gallon format. So if you've ever been to the sale, when the Golden Gallon sells, it's basically anybody can raise their card and bid and throw out a number. We just want to be able to support Briggs and the Maxwell and Nelson families as much as possible. So we are going to sell that pig towards the beginning of the sale, and there will be no commission charged on that animal.
Also tomorrow night, the Demolition Derby will get underway at 7 o'clock. Sunday at 11 will be the Little Britches Showmanship Contest. All weekend will be Mr. Ed's Magical Midway Rides. You can view animals, tour exhibits, enjoy delicious food, and more. Gate prices today and tomorrow are $5, and Sunday gate admission is free. You can find the full schedule of events by going online to richlandcountywi.gov and clicking on the Departments tab or on the Richland County Fairgrounds Facebook page. The Richland County Board of Supervisors will convene at 6 p.m. to Tuesday, September 15th, at the Phoenix Center Banquet Room to address several high-stakes resolutions. Key items on the agenda include initial resolutions authorizing up to $7.5 million and $2 million in general obligation promissory notes to fund upcoming capital improvement projects. Supervisors are also slated to vote on a resolution declaring the county's formal opposition to the proposed Becky 765 kilovolt high-voltage transmission line passing through Richland County. In addition to infrastructure and land use concerns, the board will review a resolution authorizing the application and acceptance of a Treatment Alternatives and Diversion, or TAD, grant. Personnel and health insurance matters will also take center stage as the board votes on a resolution to leave the state of Wisconsin's Employee Trust Fund's health insurance program and considers a resolution establishing the 2027 contribution and reimbursement schedule. Finally, the meeting will feature a presentation of the 2027 draft budget alongside updates from the county administrator and county board chair. The Village of Spring Green Plan Commission is scheduled to meet Wednesday, September 16th at 7 p.m. at the Spring Green Village office. The meeting is open to the public and can be attended in person or virtually via Zoom. A key item on the agenda is the discussion and potential action on a certified survey map submitted by Corey Call and Noah Anlicker for a land parcel located on Spring Street. There will also be an opportunity for general public comment. On Tuesday at approximately 6:41 p.m., a deputy with the Sauk County Sheriff's Office was performing traffic enforcement on U.S. Highway 12 in the town of Sumter in Sauk County. The deputy observed a vehicle traveling eastbound that was speeding. A traffic stop was conducted for the speed violation. The driver was identified as Hassan Hashi, age 30, of Madison. During the contact, Hashi stated that he was traveling from the state of Minnesota to Madison. The deputy later requested assistance from a Sauk County K-9 deputy. Upon arrival, the K-9 was deployed to perform an exterior sniff of the vehicle. The K-9 showed a positive alert for the odor of narcotics on the sniff. A subsequent physical search of the vehicle uncovered a suitcase that contained several containers of an unknown liquid. Field tests were performed on the liquid. The tests were positive for the presence of methamphetamine. The estimated street value of the seized liquid methamphetamine is approximately $26,000. Hashi was arrested and transported to the Sauk County Jail, where he was charged with possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine greater than 50 grams, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Additionally, an immigration detainer was placed on him by the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement. If you have any information regarding this or other criminal activity, you are encouraged to contact the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, Sauk County Crime Stoppers, or your local law enforcement agency. 25 years after the tragic events of September 11, 2001, a powerful symbol of heroism and recovery has found a permanent home in Wisconsin. The 2000 Harley-Davidson Superglide Sport Motorcycle, ridden by off-duty Fire Department of New York firefighter Tim Duffy to Ground Zero, is now on display at the Harley-Davidson Museum in Milwaukee. On the morning of the attacks, Duffy put on his gear and rode his motorcycle into Lower Manhattan to assist in rescue efforts. He survived being buried by debris during the collapse of one of the Twin Towers and immediately returned to helping others. In the 9 grueling months of recovery and cleanup that followed, the motorcycle remained his primary mode of transportation, serving as an active witness to the historic effort. The motorcycle's legacy was also captured in a famous photograph by acclaimed photojournalist Alan Tannenbaum. The image, which shows Duffy riding through the ash-filled, debris-covered streets toward danger, became an enduring icon of first responder courage. On September 4th, ahead of the 25th anniversary of the attacks, Duffy and Tannenbaum reunited at the museum to formally present the newly restored motorcycle, bringing the firefighter, the photographer, and the machine together once more. Now housed at the museum on Canal Street, this historic artifact offers visitors a tangible, deeply personal connection to a defining moment in American history.